Gift of Macy's.
Time is 7 minutes after the hour. You made it through, and now you're thinking about shopping, are you? Well, we'll deal with that. There are all kinds of things to deal with this day after Thanksgiving, and we'll do with it. Try that again, Doug. We'll do it with the same aplomb that anybody could who has I have in front of me, Rich, a plate of no sugar blueberry pie. No sugar.
Very virtuous of you.
Very virtuous of me. I think I gained too much. I went to my sister's yesterday. I was looking at our poll from the website gooddayshow.com. Your favorite Thanksgiving dish: turkey, pie, stuffing, sweet potatoes, ham, green beans, gravy, rolls. I did not have a roll yesterday.
Good for you.
No rolls.
That must have been a trend, because I made rolls at my house and I still had about 20 left.
Gravy, yes. Green beans, check. Ham? No, that was at Rich's house.
We had the ham.
Sweet potatoes. We had a sweet potato souffle with carrots ground up in it. It was quite good.
Yeah.
Stuffing, always the best. My sister gave me one of those canisters of stuffing. You know, those plastic, what do I call those plastic things?
Just like a Tupperware thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah. And then plenty of pie, no cake, ice cream from the farm. Everybody liked my ice cream. I had pumpkin ice cream on pumpkin pie.
That sounds good.
Right? Oh, that's a good breakfast deal. Everybody, you have my permission. I'm giving you permission. Have pumpkin pie with pumpkin ice cream if you can find it. I have the sources for the special flavors. And the pumpkin ice cream has been the most popular all month long.
Really?
Yep. And had some pumpkin butter heated up, put it on top of the pumpkin ice cream, on top of pumpkin pie. Whoa! Look out for that roll.
My uncle stopped by, we went over to my aunt and uncle's, and my uncle stopped by the Cheesecake Factory and picked up pumpkin cheesecake.
You can never buy anything at the Cheesecake Factory. It doesn't have 9,000 million calories.
It's a requirement.
This was, it was so good.
Anyway, yes. So we had our poll also asked what you were looking forward most to on Thanksgiving. I want to find out whether this came true for you. At 800-510-8255, 51% indicated you would hang with your family. Jennifer, you hung with your family, right?
I hung with my fam, yeah.
Richie, you hung with your family?
We did.
Poor Clay. He had used macaroni for dinner yesterday.
I know. Yeah?
I don't fault him.
No. No pity for Clay.
No.
Clay made his own bed.
Yes.
He had an option. He decided not to exercise the option with the girlfriend's family.
Well, that was a good option. He's better off by himself.
Well, then the stale macaroni it is.
it was so symbolic.
It was very symbolic.
Stand up and be proud of your day-old macaroni, Clay.
Today's
badge
poll
of honor.
At DougStefan.com has to do with something more serious. How could we best deal with countries like North Korea? On a lot of people's minds. A lot of people yesterday talked about this. Interestingly enough, we talked about it at our dinner table along with some other things. Try not to get into too much politics with my sister and her husband because they don't agree. And then, it quickly falls apart from there. Anyway, how do you think we could best deal with North Korea? A, talk over our problems. Yeah, that's good. That's preferable. I say we bomb and invade. I didn't say that. That's one of the poll suggestions. C is stay out of it. And D is send Dick Cheney on a hunting trip.
There you go.
Right?
Right.
Figure that right out. By the way, the results, we were talking about the various ingredients. Your favorite Thanksgiving dish, according to your votes yesterday, 45% of you said turkey. 30% of you said stuffing, 10% of you said pie, 5% of you said gravy. Where's the Dee Dee Sharp when we need her, Richie? Gotta be lurking around there.
Dee Dee Sharp's always around.
One of the other things that we were talking about, actually, this got a lot more time at the dinner table yesterday at my sister's than did anything else. But nobody else at the table knew. It's sort of sad. Nobody else, though, and my family is a reading family.
My youngest niece is a senior at Rollins College in Florida. My oldest niece is living and working in Vermont. Went to University of Vermont, and my brother-in-law is in a family insurance business. Done pretty well there. My sister is a teacher of history at a middle school, and you'd think that one of them would have at least had a glance at the Time magazine from this week, but no, they haven't. People don't pay attention to Time magazine anymore. So this issue this week was a perfect way for them to get back out in front, and boy, did they. This discussion, basically the findings of a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center in conjunction with the folks at Time, suggests that 4 out of 10 people think marriage has become obsolete.
It's a pretty big number.
That's a very big number.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 10, that's 2 out of 5.
I ruined my chance at a marriage yesterday.
Well, for you, just button it up, would you? The fact that 29% of children under 18 live with a parent who is not wed or no longer married, that is a 5-fold increase since the 1960s. If you break it down further, about 15% have parents who are divorced or separated, 14% have parents who were never married. 6% have parents who are live-in couples and opted to raise children together without getting married. See, I don't think that's cool. I think if you have children, then you ought to be married. That's just my view on it. I don't think marriage is good for anything else, however.
You know what I've noticed is kind of a new phenomenon? That people, you know, it used to be that if they got a divorce, it would be around, you know, the 5-7 year marker. Now you see a lot of people who've been married for 30 years that are getting a divorce. I think, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, people that were married for 30 years going, well, cash it in, you know, we're not going to make changes now, even if they're miserable, right?
And, Jennifer, if in fact you are once divorced, you're more likely to be twice divorced.
Hmm.
And if you are twice divorced, you are more likely to be thrice divorced, if you didn't know that. Once you've done it, you feel there's no big, okay, so I'm going to marry somebody for a while.
Sure.
Live with them, I don't like it.
Let's go a second and a
third
time.
Why get married is the question that would be pretty appropriately asked. 800-510-8255. We have an excerpt from a conversation that we monitored. A couple of people on the radio were talking about the idea that marriage is obsolete, and we'll have that for you in a moment. Excuse me. And then you can react if you want to. This is a big weekend for family. Can you imagine if your family is still intact, i.e. your mother and father are together, them not being together? That's something to think about. Later on in the hour, we have a review of Casablanca, because this is the anniversary of it premiering. The movie Casablanca, one of the most interesting stories is that this movie was almost a throwaway for the studio.
Hmm.
They didn't think it had any chance at all. They argued about who was going to play the female lead.
What year was
it?
40s or 50s?
This is 1948, I think.
48.
If I'm not mistaken. Is she 49 somewhere in there?
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So anyway, that story's coming up. Lots of stories as usual. Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. This is the Good Day post-Thanksgiving program, a quarter past the hour.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 27th, save on all tires. All tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, between 4 a.m. and noon on the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, get a $70 Sears gift card instantly with the purchase of any four Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, or Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or 800. Call 1-800-947-LOTTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now your turn.
Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255 reaches us here. Wait till I tell you about my shirt that I have on today, Richie. That's coming up. The focus here on whether or not marriage is obsolete. Here's a conversation between a fellow named Scott and a lady named Tracy about the idea that marriage has become a waste of time.
Think of that. 4 in 10 Americans think that marriage is becoming obsolete, that there really is no reason to be married. Now, what's the upside of being married?
I don't think there's any upside. We've talked about it before. I think you get married to have kids. In fact, we're not going to have
kids. But you can have kids without being married.
Look at Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Look at Shannon Tweed and Gene Simmons. I mean, they seem like they have a pretty happy marriage. They have kids, and they're going.
Well, because of property rights. Back in the day, women had no property rights. And
we're not going to have kids. My wife,
me and you?
But she turned to me because we're not going to have kids. She's 42 years old, and Danae said to me, she says, why didn't we just continue to date? She said that about a week ago.
Really?
I said, you know what? Why didn't we?
Did it change things?
Well, she thought we were going to have kids. We didn't talk about it before we got married. She wants to have kids.
That's
she's 42 years.
Trace, that's something you bring up.
Well, I think you get
how
to a certain age.
How could that not come up in a conversation?
I mean, it did, but now she's 42 years old. I mean, she's going through the change of life, and mm-hmm. I don't want to have kids. I'm going into a different direction.
Many people
4 in 10, though,
married.
I think that has to do with... I mean, you don't. Look at how many professional women. You know that welfare moms get a lot of bad pub. But you know the fastest growing segment of single parent households are professional women. Women who have their own money, and they're going. I don't need a man.
You don't need a man. I don't know why women would get married. I mean, they do have jobs. Think about the old days. You wanted someone to support you. You know, bring home the bacon and raise a family. I don't think you need that. And think about guys. I mean, you got married, at least my dad did, you know, because my mom was a good cook. She cooked, you know, did the whole
house
cleaning.
And he was a good earner.
Iron, and now you don't need that. I mean, I have an assistant, a housekeeper, Heidi, mm-hmm. and she can do all that stuff. So you really don't, you can pay people to do jobs like that before you
cook. Heidi, she can do all
that. Yeah, you didn't even have the means to do that.
We didn't have fast food, many fast food restaurants.
Yeah, that came out of when, that up.
Right. So, there it is, one at least. Marriage is still an important thing in this country, yes, but it doesn't dominate family life. And is that a mistake? Is that a problem? 800-510-8255, focusing on what you're thinking at 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
At Council.
So difficult at work, people get so depressed that the suicide rate has increased by 180% at work.
Fritzy, you've never contemplated suicide working with me, have you?
Working with you?
No, I've contemplated murder, but not suicide.
Kill my boss! Do I hear about the American dream?
Paula Abdul singing a quick snippet from one of her hits. Clay would be especially interested in her latest deal. She has co-founded, Richie, a new online site.
Yeah, I heard something
about
this.
We'll try to connect aspiring talent with casting directors and producers and managers.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's our video. It's our new website of the day. It's called Audition Booth. So why don't you go to Audition Booth, see what you can
smart.
See, Richie. Allows wannabe stars to answer casting questions and record videos via webcams. The show Master Chef already announced it will be one of the 24 reality shows that will look for talent using Paula Abdul's site. Use of it is free. Talent has to register, and creators hope that somebody will sign up for a paid premium service that helps improve their chances of being noticed. Kind of sounds like those casting schools that I remember attending when I was young and foolish. We'll show you how to do your headshot. We'll teach you how to act.
Mm-hmm.
We'll teach you how to have poise in the presence of people who are going to be looking for things like that. All stuff you can learn on your own.
The question is, will any producers pay any attention to her site?
That's a good question, Richie.
Why not?
It's called Audition Booth. Audition Booth. Maybe I should go there. It would be a good idea for me to go there if I want to get Regis's job that day. What are we doing on that? Those of you who are wondering, it was announced the other day that the radio world was going to be the source for a person to sub for Regis Philbin.
They did it with the women of radio.
But did they do a different one every day, or did they do the same one for the whole week?
No, it's a different one every day.
Huh. This is a stroke of genius, by the way, for them.
Oh, it's
in terms
so
of
smart.
Promotion.
So many people to their website.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so Jennifer, you're in charge of sending people to whether it's thegooddayshow.com
Or was there another way of getting? We have put.
We'll put it on Facebook and on Good Day Show.
We have to have the Facebook page, the Doug Steffen Facebook page.
We'll put it on your existing Facebook page.
Which one?
We'll put them on both. The one that you have.
They're everywhere.
Right. And then the one we have, you know, for the show.
All right. Just checking. That's all, Richie. I want to know that I have the complete support and everything is in place as it masterfully usually is here on the Good Day program. We're talking about marriage and the like and whether or not it is obsolete. It may upset your stomach to have this conversation because so many people are so invested in it, but I think it's worth it. Be helpful to have you just think about what the real truth is, okay? Think about the truth for you. 800-510-8255. Claire will have some Twitter results on that in a second. Here's our 2020 trivia question. You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
Why are so many coin banks shaped like pigs? 800-510. What are you laughing at?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
800-510-8255. You're acting surprised I could come up with a good question.
No, it was just one of those questions where you went, why are they
why
shaped
are many
like
coin
a
banks shaped like
piggy
pigs?
Bank, but
you can get a copy of the new book from John Bonsall, from my perspective. He's from the Oak Ridge Boys, or a dinner on us at Cracker Barrel. Take your time and think it through. 800-510-8255. Now another Montel Williams Living Week moment, sponsored by Money Mutual. Money Mutual is the trusted source for over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow to spend for Thanksgiving. The big bucks you can save if you're out there shopping over Black Friday and Black Weekend, Montel has the answer.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells. And the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Simple. Yesterday's news.
November 26th, 1942. A classic film premieres in New York City.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, had its world premiere at the Hollywood Theater. Bogart played Rick Blaine, who opened up a cafe in Casablanca after fighting fascism in Spain. Bergman played Ilsa, Rick's former lover, who arrived in Casablanca with her husband looking for Rick's help.
That train leaves the ground and you're not with him, you regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
The premiere of the film coincided with Allied troops fighting the Nazis in World War II, which helped advance box office sales. Casablanca won the Oscar for Best Picture, and some felt the film reinforced the war effort by underscoring the value of freedom.
Just looking at you, kid.
I wish I couldn't tell you so much.
And that's yesterday's news for November 26th.
Along here on the day after Thanksgiving with you in mind, you being you, Y-O-U. Looking at the headlines today of the major news services, every single one of them. The headline is about North Korea, South Korea. One of them, South Korea names defense minister. North Korea warns region is on the brink of war. North Korea drills push us to brink of war. Another headline. See, North Korea artillery drill hikes tension. These people got to think. You think the Chinese are going to go to war with us over them? That's how stupid they are. Why would the Chinese ruin their best customer, ruin their country?
That's true.
To stick up with North Korea.
Well,
one person said it's because they don't want to have a democratic republic right next to them in North Korea. Hello? What, you think the people in China now are stupid? They don't know what's going on? They can't control all those people in China anymore, no matter how big. They've opened the box. Pandora's box is open in China.
Yep.
So, what do you, these people are crazy.
Once everybody gets access to a salad shooter, it's all over, man. I want to be able to order something else.
Right, exactly.
A mini vacuum cleaner.
Right.
I need something else.
Right. Call them right now. What's the 800 equivalent in China? You suppose.
Maybe
the 800. How would you order chopsticks online?
486.
I think I have it right here, actually.
Huh?
Here it is. Yes.
Chopsticks.
For your free salad shooter, call. That's the number.
That too. 800-510-8255. Our 2020 trivia question. Why are many coin banks shaped like pigs? Here is, let's see, who we got. We're going to try Alan, who is listening in Appomattox, Virginia. Alan, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir. I hope you had a good day yesterday, and we'll have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. So why the coin banks are shaped like pigs? Because?
I'm going to say the Native Americans used a mud that was actually called piggy, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Well, you're correct in the usage of the material. It was not a Native American thing, however. I believe it was a European thing, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Richie usually checks me out on these. I believe that...
It just says during the Middle Ages, so I'm going to assume you're right. Or about the 15th century, metal was expensive and seldom used for household wares, so instead dishes, pots...
cookware, all kinds of
cookware were made of an economical clay called pigs, spelled
P-Y-G-G. P-Y-G-G, right?
And whenever housewives could save an extra coin, they would drop it into one of the clay jars, and they called it their pig bank, P-Y-G-G. And then it turned into their piggy bank, and then boom.
It happened because an Englishman who was a potter, P-O-T-T-E-R, not any relation to Harry probably, who basically misunderstood what he was told. He was asked by a client to make a piggy bank, and so he didn't know that they were made out of a clay.
He made a pig.
He made it like a pig.
Over the next 200 years, people forgot that pig referred to the clay.
Right, not to a pig.
And in the 19th century, English potters were served requests for piggy banks. And
Richie, I just said that. Why are you repeating?
Like a pig. Well, you forgot the...
What?
What
did I forget? I don't forget anything.
You said
you guys all have the story wrong.
Uh-oh.
So there were these clay things that they were pigs, right? And they called them pig banks. And then they moved on to call them piggy banks.
That's the answer to the question, Alan. I think you were close enough, so we ought to give you a prize, right, Richie? We'll
absolutely
provide you with one of these books, neat book, by a guy that was on with us the other day from the Oak Ridge Boys. Been with him for 30 years, Joseph Bonsall. He's probably the most... you like the Oak Ridge Boys?
I'm a little young, but I remember my parents listening to it, but yeah.
Everybody knows Elvira.
Yeah,
Elvira. Well, would you rather have dinner for two at the Cracker Barrel?
It doesn't matter. I'll take anything.
Richie, you can negotiate this with him. You can be our emissary to North Korea and give Alan what he wants. 800-510-8255. All right. Kenny, did we say anything wrong? We have the right answer, right, even though you didn't get in fast enough. You agree with all the things we just said?
I sure do.
All right, good man. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Kenny, you married?
No, I'm not.
Ever been married?
Yes, I have been.
Not happily, obviously.
Not really.
Now, you have children?
Aw.
Yes, I do.
What happened to the children after the divorce?
Well, it wasn't with that lady.
You have children. How many times have you been divorced?
Just once.
So you had children with another woman, but you weren't married to her?
Yeah, he has a baby mama.
Right.
Yeah.
In the old days... they would have referred to your children as out of wedlock, right? Or something even worse. Now
they just call them kids, Doug.
Right, that's what the children they call them.
Right.
All right, Kenny, thank you. 800-510-8255. Bill calls from Maryland to Good Day. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope you had a good one.
I worked.
That's all right. Doesn't mean you know. Did you work all day? Did you get something to eat from? Are you married? Have children and that sort of thing?
I have five children. I'm currently married, but separated.
No wonder you're working.
Yeah. How many did you get married before and have children with another wife, or you just have all of them with this woman?
All of them with one woman. It was, been married 30 years.
Wow. What made you decide to get divorced?
One of you said, you realize that there's no reason to stay miserable. Back in the olden days, you're raised to think that you have to
stick it out.
Yeah.
And I'm one of nine kids, and my parents stuck it out. And then when my mother died, everyone realized, why did they do that? Mm-hmm. And a couple.
Your father married somebody else to go live with somebody else after your mom died?
No.
That happens a lot, too, of people who are... By the way, the largest growing... The group that growing... Say it again, Doug. The largest number of people in this growing group of those who live together but aren't married are senior citizens. Baby boomers plus not getting married. They don't have any reason to get married. In fact, the government discourages you from getting married because you lose benefits
That's
to get married.
True.
So what are you, what's your life like? What's your life with your children? How old are your children? You're married 30 years? How old are your children?
Actually, they're spread out from 9 to 29. And I got two in college now. I only have one. The 9-year-old's the only one that's, still young.
Yeah, what's your relationship like with all of them?
My kids actually wonder, at first some of them were upset, but most of them asked me how I lasted as long as I did.
Wow.
Was that just a recognition of them realizing the two of you were not happy, or was it because your wife was abusing you, or what?
No, she's just strange.
Why didn't you realize she was strange before you married her? Did she change over the 30 years?
I was young and stupid, and we both changed.
How old were you when you got married?
20.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
Yeah. Can I just interject here?
Sure, go ahead.
It seems like it makes sense that marriages would fall apart after 40 or 50 years or 30 years, because people didn't live as long back in the day, right? Like, it seems like marriages maybe were set up to last 20 years, and then after that, maybe they sort of just go down to the drain.
Well, it's really hard. I mean, you have to do a lot of work to keep change. I mean, everybody changes over 40 years.
Well,
and
you got to have something. You got to have something in common.
Exactly.
And, besides the sex thing, we didn't have anything in common. So,
both of you like sex?
Well, yeah.
With each other?
If we had five kids.
That means you only had to have sex five times over 30 years. I wouldn't want to have that kind of relationship.
That's an awfully lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, but you're right. Most people get married because it's lust. It's not love. And you can have that anytime you want. Why would you get married to have that?
They also feel they have to. Just like people feel they have to have a dog,
Jennifer?
They have to have children, they have to be married.
It is a lot of pressure on women especially.
Right.
I don't know, I don't know the male perspective, but there's this weird thing on women where if you don't get married, what's wrong with you? If it's a man, you're just kind of playing the field.
Right.
And that's really, that's tough. It's a tough line to walk.
So, Bill,
out of the 9 kids that my 8 brothers and sisters, only one of my younger brothers, never got married. He's like 46, 47. And because he never got married, people always kind of wonder, well,
is he gay?
Is he gay?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
People think that. But I try to tell my kids to concentrate on their lives and not to need someone.
Mm-hmm. Need is a horrible.
If you need someone, you're going to be anybody that comes into your life,
right.
Even if they aren't, even if you have nothing in common with them, you're going to accept them because you need to be with someone.
Yes. But it's the needy people that get married first. Is that why there's so many divorces, you think?
Yep.
Well, Bill,
would you
recommend to people that they not get married at all, or that they not get married until they're of a mature age? I contend that people who get married at 20 years old is a recipe for disaster.
I would definitely suggest you wait longer. Yes.
So you do still believe in the institution of marriage. You just think that they should wait until they're 28, 30, 32, 35, whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
grow up.
Until you've actually established your life and somebody you meet fits.
The old business of making a life together.
Yeah, let me
nonsense.
Tell you something. That age from 20 to like 26 is a volatile time in your
especially
life.
Especially for men. Less so for women. Women mature a little quicker than men. Women, late 20s, okay. Men, mid-30s, that's the ideal. Thank you, Bill. Good to talk with you, and thank you for your input. The this whole business about marriage becoming obsolete is a great conversation piece, I think. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 27th, save on all tires. All tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, between 4 a.m. and noon on the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, get a $70 Sears gift card instantly with the purchase of any four Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, or Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shop smarter this Black Friday and go to Office Depot. Get everything on your holiday list, all at great deals. Stores open at 6 a.m. on Friday. Hurry in today for a Canon PIXMA wireless photo all-in-one printer, copier, and scanner for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
With 14 million U.S. children living in poverty and unemployment still at all-time highs, many children face a Christmas morning of disappointment. For the third straight year, this struggling economy continues to put financial and emotional strain on families, leaving many without the resources to deliver the magic of the holidays. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to less fortunate children. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's easy to spread the joy of the season to less fortunate children with a donation to Toys for Tots. You can donate new, unwrapped toys at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us store now through December 5th, while cash donations are accepted at registers through Christmas Eve.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can see him as he streams live with the rest of us who are on video at gooddayshow.com. And he's here to talk about the realities of children of divorce, among other things, this Thanksgiving. First, though, a word to the wise, which, remember, my fourth grade teacher taught me a word to the wise was sufficient. Do you think that's true, Ken, when it comes to one's immune system and probiotics?
Yes, it's so easy. One word, Sustanex. And as we're all traveling this Thanksgiving Day holiday season, we're going to be exposed to new viruses, to new flu that's out there. And you want to rev up your defense system. The best way to rev up your defense system is through probiotics. Sustanex is my favorite. It survives the acidic environment of your stomach, and it'll have added benefits. It'll make your digestive system work more effectively as you chow down on all that good turkey.
All right, so to defend yourself against all kinds of things that can invade or inflame your body, you need to take probiotics. And the best way to boost your immune system with probiotics is by using Sustanex, as Ken suggests from the medical side. This is the baby. This is the puppy. This is what you want. Go online to gooddayshow.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the right-hand side of the homepage. Click on that. Go to Try Sustanex for their $5 off coupon, which you take with you when you go to buy this. You can buy it today at the big box stores any day. Make sure you get it, and everybody in your family is using Sustanex. Now, the story, the report this week in Time magazine about marriage becoming obsolete and a focus in part, Ken, on children of divorce. What's the medical malady? What's the medical warning? What's the medical takeaway from this?
Yes, this is the other side of it, Doug. It's out of the Genealogical Society of America annual meeting in New Orleans this week. It's an example of how stress can be linked to real physical harm. The study revealed that children of divorce appear to have more than double the lifetime risk of experiencing a stroke compared with those whose parents' marriage stayed intact during their childhood.
So
the gift that keeps on giving. How nice.
Yeah, but so But what do you do? I mean, what do you? So you have that knowledge.
Well, it's just another risk. It's just another risk factor. So you want to get all of your other risk factors right. as low as possible.
Right, you can't do anything about this one.
Correct.
It's because not your fault. Your parents get divorced, so you got to get the other stuff in your house in order.
Absolutely.
So words to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos always has the words to the wise. You're medically on Good Day.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It
is.
You have become a model. You are the man when it comes to intelligence. Why don't we have more? Why haven't we cloned more people like Rich McFadden?
Forget that. I don't want to have to manage email. I don't want to have to delete something from this folder and delete it from
this
folder.
Why does it make so much negative sense to have the delete box? Then you put it into trash. You got to move that and. Who came up with it? Is that Bill Gates' fault? Who came up with that?
It's funny you mentioned Bill Gates, Doug, because there was a story in the social media this week about how hard it is to cancel an Xbox Live account, and you have to go through literally.
What is an Xbox Live account? What is it?
Xbox Live is the multiplayer online version of Xbox.
So I could be sitting at home playing Xbox, and Clay could be sitting at home playing Xbox in New York, and I'm in Washington, and we could play the same games together.
And it's a monthly service, but if you want to cancel your service, you have to go through 15 screens on Xbox.com, and it's really they make it really subtle and hard
but that's
to do.
Clay, that's a one-time thing. Email, managing your email is a daily thing. Mm-hmm. So email is good for if in 2 years I need to be able to reference this piece of information sent to me by somebody or that I sent to somebody, great, email is good. But to say, yeah, that's a good idea is worthless because now I have to delete it from my inbox. Then I have to go to my deleted
email account, and then
I have to go to my
Outlook like I do.
I know
you save the ones you want to save, and you throw the rest of them out. We just found out today. All of us just learned that. We're working our way through me cleaning up my inbox because I had tens of thousands of messages in my inbox, and everything stopped. Couldn't send anymore.
That was just from like 1 week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a while, but so now I learned, and everybody else learned, with me on the staff. We've been talking about this while you've been talking to yourself in the breaks. We've been productive, folks. Now we want to
Not to let 10,000 emails get in my inbox.
Oh, that's because you're so smart, Richie.
You know what?
What's that?
Because I listen to the Technology Tailor.
Right, and he's here right now. Do you know how to get the best deals without waiting in lines today? Black Friday. It's Black Friday. How do you get the best deals without having to go wait in line like these crazy people? This woman who's at DougStephan.com, who was first, what's this woman's name? Lori Davenport. Her story, the audio of her story is at DougStephan.com. But Alex Goldfain, the Technology Tailor, has a story just for you next on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now, on to the important stuff. Where are you going shopping today? Are you willing to brave the stores? Or were you there at 3 a.m.? I did that once, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Standing in line outside a Circuit City store. Remember those? It was cold. It was in the middle of the night. And I bought absolutely nothing because all those people ahead of me were grabbing products by the fistful so they could sell them on eBay for a profit. Yuck. So these days, I just shop online, and I almost always start at a website called DealNews.com. It's terrific at gathering Black Friday discounts, and I would say there are more Black Friday deals online than offline in the stores. You can see all the Black Friday ads at DealNews, plus the site simply collates discounts and sales from around the internet. They do the work for you, and what's the downside to that? Except buying lots of stuff. Happy shopping. I'm Alex Goldfain.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
La 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 la. What is that? What is that you're playing?
I have no idea what it is.
You know, we're talking about marriage and how obsolete it is. I was thinking about Eva Longoria, who was so angry at Tony Parker's cheating, she blindsided him by filing for divorce without him knowing it. She filed on Wednesday of, was it last week or this week? Last week.
And she really let her friend Mario Lopez break the story on whatever channel, Access Hollywood. Or
she found dozens of texts between her husband and this guy, this woman, Aaron Berry. So she said, enough marriage. She didn't need, what does she need to be married for? And I have children. Why bother to get married? Perfect.